back to the APC. Former Minister of Aviation Femi Fani-Kayode, he defected from the People's Democratic Party to the ruling All Progressives Congress, FFK. That's what you all call him, right? That's what you call him.
The point is that I felt that this was the appropriate time to do the right thing, to put Nigeria first, and to appreciate the efforts that have been made, particularly in the last couple of years, in terms of security, fighting insurgency, fighting terrorism. And most important is the appreciation of the fact that we must remain one as a nation, build bridges, work together to move the country forward. Doing this doesn't mean we're enemies to anybody. All of us, even if we're in another party, the PDP or any other party or any other group, we can still work together across party lines, regional lines, ethnic lines and religious lines.
He sounds to me like a man who is simply just switching allegiance from what he said, going by what he has just said, what you have heard just now. Like a man who is trying to work for the betterment of the country. Call it naivety. Call it anything you want to call it. But that is what that sounded like. But why does it hurt you so much? Why the criticism? What is your business? How does it affect you, his decision? It's his decision ultimately. Why do you feel hurt? Why do you feel disappointed? Why are you sounding like he should have consulted with you? He should have talked to you first. I know it's something that you don't want to hear, but I kind of like just want to know why you feel hurt by his decision. Ultimately, it's his decision. If he says, this president says he's one kind, Oriya, well, bye. And tomorrow he says, Oriya, it's straight, bye. Why do you feel entitled to his decision? Why? I want to know. I'm just asking. Like, why do you feel pained? 0700-993-993-993. Female only line is 01465-7190. Everything I have heard, I have read since yesterday, has been people who are disappointed, who didn't see it coming, who kind of like the way people are sounding as though it's a new thing, like as though you can trust anybody, especially Nigerian politicians. I'm just trying to reconcile with this outcry, because it's an outcry on somebody's decision. No, you don't want to hear it. I know. Yeah, I'm sounding somehow to you now, I know. Well, please, at least, let me even know why you are sounding that way, the way you are sounding. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, this is Florence.
Welcome.
I'm calling from Eju Road right now.
Welcome.
And I feel pain, I think like a lot of people, because all betrayed, more like it.
Okay.
You know, I know it is personal decision, but you know, these are people that we have looked up to, thinking that being in the opposition, you know, they will balance things a bit. Then suddenly you're left alone, you know.
So,
like, that's the way everyone feels, that
okay.
And now everybody to yourself, just do what you think is will benefit you and all. And it's very, very sad that people can't really stand by their words, stand by what they believe, stand by, you know, what will help the masses.
Okay.
You know, to me, I think a lot of people saw him like a voice for the masses, you know, because he's very bold and very vocal.
Yes, he is.
You know, like
is.
A lot of other people that are not.
That's right.
So
he is.
Things like this happening is very unfortunate. That's all.
Okay.
Pretty easy, right?
I think you've actually explained your point, really, and I do appreciate that. I do appreciate that. I mean, you're looking up to him like your voice, you know, the voice of the voiceless. Thank you for sharing your thought with me. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
Well, in my opinion, I just feel like these people, not just Femi Fani-Kayode, are very unpatriotic. In the sense that they have a common enemy, and the common enemy is Nigeria. So, hello?
I'm with you. Please go on.
They have a common enemy, and the common enemy is Nigeria. So, they would be friends for that common cause. Because I don't understand how a person like that would go back on all the things that he... It's just like a dog going back to his vomit. Mm. You said something really terrible, and then you don't mind taking it back. It's so shameless. And at the end of the day, these people don't even care. So we being bothered about him defecting is not their problem, because they already know the reason why they are there.
Mm.
It's discouraging, and this is the reason why doctors are fleeing, people are fleeing, and insecurity is higher, because they realize that the people that are supposed to protect us don't even send us. Mm. So
you just feel disappointed, basically.
I feel disappointed. I feel discouraged. I feel like there's no hope. I think there needs to be destruction.
Because FFK defected to the APC.
Not just FFK. FFK is just one of the people. FFK just showed us what these politicians, how they think. So FFK defecting is just one, is a small fish in the pond. I think he sold Sunday Go out. Maybe that was his reward. I don't know, but something happened.
Okay, that's wild. Well, thank you. Thank you for your thought. Appreciate it. I'm going to speak with John. John, hi. Morning to you.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you too, John. Talk to me.
Hello?
I'm with you, please. Go on.
I don't see anything financial to repent. Is this to repent? I hate to repent to come back to ACC. This was the celebration.
John, I'm so sorry. Connection is really poor, but do try and call me back or just do something with the phone.
Yeah.
Hello, morning to you. Yes, please. Good morning to you.
This is Mr. Frank.
Welcome.
This is what I have been complaining to you. This guy has caught me two times.
Mr. Frank, it's the network.
It's not network.
I'm seeing calls dropping right now. I'm seeing calls. As we're speaking, I'm seeing calls dropping.
I know what I will do. Then you will believe.
Okay.
I will know what I will do, you believe. Then for my comment this morning.
Yes.
Nobody is crying. Nobody is shouting that somebody defected from PDP to APC. That is he changed his shop. It's only hunger that can make somebody do what he don't want to do. It's only hunger that can make a man to what his wife acts.
Are you disappointed? Do you feel
I'm
hurt?
I'm disappointed. I don't know him. He doesn't know me. He does what he wants to do. His personal decision. I have my own decision. He doesn't desire for me, I don't desire for him. Nobody is disappointed. The only people that is disappointed is the people that they have been working together.
Oh, okay.
And he has been giving them assurance that nothing will happen. They are all together.
Mm.
At the end of the day, out in the night, he shrieked from the back door. When they started looking at him, he said, hey, where is this man? He said, hey, I'm betrayed. Somebody called him. One of the people called him Oduduwa or something betrayal. And that is exactly what it's supposed to be. What is he going? Is he going?
If you accept what Gumi said about Fanny Kayode, it means that you're disappointed yourself. You are hurt.
Because
you just said that's how he's supposed to be. Because Gumi calls him the Judas of Oduduwa.
I'm just telling you what somebody tell him.
You said that is what it's supposed to be.
I'm supporting him.
Okay.
Let them go ahead and do whatever they want to do. All I know, if Nigeria is good, all of us will enjoy it. If Nigeria is bad, they will suffer it more than me, not me. Are you getting me?
I'm with you.
If price list is normal today, we will all enjoy it. If there is NEPA, everybody will enjoy it. If there is bad road, if there is good road, all of us will drive it. And I like it. Let them go pack themselves there. All of them being betrayers. Let them pack themselves there so that the world will know that this particular party they are all betrayers and they are all disappointed and they are all failures.
You sound to me like you're disappointed. Well, thank you so much for calling me. I appreciate it. I know there's no need to, you know, just tell me exactly how you feel. Don't hide your emotions. That's why I'm asking, honestly asking, like, how does it affect you? Is defection? How does it impact you, really? I'm seriously asking that question. Hello, good morning to you.
Good morning, Nigeria Info.
Good morning to you.
It's just you're going to call in from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Issa. Welcome.
Sheriff, I am not surprised. Not at all. But one thing I want to let that guy to know is that Omufurare ti fenu are fi sepe fun are already. So koni bi ke yan ma tun ma sepe fun. Omufurare ti fenu are sepe. So no need to play scores, no need to fight. Let's just sit down and watch what will happen in future. That's just my own.
Okay, so
but like Mr. Frank will say,
yeah,
if Nigeria is good, everybody will benefit from it. Toba tuba jeno, gbogbo ana ni. So that is it.
All right.
Olorun ro wa lowo.
Ami? Ami? I just remember somebody that I used to watch on TV back in the day. That's how I used to say Ami. Okay, let's go to Computer Village. Jas Alta is here. Jas Alta, morning to you.
Yeah, how are you? Shall you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Good morning to you.
Thanks a lot. I've been following your program for a very long time now. This is so funny, Kayode.
Funny Kayode, yes.
Funny. Funny, not funny. It's a funny Kayode.
Okay.
He's a political prostitute. And listen to me very, very well. APC will mess him up. Just take my word.
Are you hurt by his decision?
I've never seen such a man turning like turning like, I don't know what to call it again.
Okay, you're hurt.
I'm disappointed.
Jas Alta is quite disappointed. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. I really do. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you, too.
Fanny Kayode is the topic for the next 1 week.
Why? Why should he be?
He has done the abominable thing.
Abominable?
Yes.
Okay.
He's the one that is shaking for himself. He's shaking for president. Wish him death, self. Now he's going to that place. Have they forgiven him? Have they forgotten? And I don't see where somebody will be decamping to a party. This is the first time I've seen it. All the governors are decamping without no followers. You decamp in campaign ground. You will see your followers. Or you form your own campaign and you come there and they will just say, yes, these are my followers. Millions of followers following you. Only you wear Abada, throw left, throw right, and you go and meet president.
Fine one.
So then they decamp. Don't let you walk out go. Hey, sheriff, don't let you walk out go. Then that's what they are doing. And, well, he has checked me for himself. I will not say it all. Like what my sister said just now. I will not say it.
Okay.
He has said it himself, and it will happen.
Oh, wow.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, too. People are really upset. It's true. Okay, I'm going to go to WhatsApp. Let me take some messages on WhatsApp. Apologies to our WhatsApp team, WhatsApp community. The thing was hanging for some minutes now, I think seven, but it has finally been released now. I don't know why. So let's just take a few of the WhatsApp messages that I've rushed in now. This person says, I am not disappointed. It's his choice. He has every right to decide whatever he wants. We are in Nigeria together. Okay. All right. Let's take another one here that says, Fanny Kayode is defected to APC with plan in his mind. Femi knows say Musa win Farao under him, not by distance. Okay. All right. Ismail says it's a plan that we should watch out. That is a... Yeah. Chinaye from Aja says, I laughed when I read the story online yesterday. It was expected. I follow him on Twitter, and I've even seen the steps he has been taking, and I knew he was neither here nor there. Nigerians are disappointed because they are looking for a hero. They are looking for a hero. Like Joyce always says, there are no heroes. Chinaye from Aja sent that in. Chinaye, thank you. Let's take another one. The meaning of FFK is okay. No, thank you for your thought. Appreciate it. Dele from Otai. Dele Otai says, my opinion about human being is our head is perfectly inefficient organ. I would never be surprised about any human attitude. His defection will never, stop my daily hustle. Thank you for your thoughts. Dele from Otai. Appreciate it. Oh, Maxwell has been on the line. Maxwell is in Badagry. Hi, Maxwell. Morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Sherry.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, concerning the issue of Kayode, Personally, I'm not so much disappointed because I've not worked with him. I don't know him one-on-one, but I have my brother, my immediate younger brother, who worked under him directly.
Okay.
And when he was working with him, he paid him well, but he decided to resign based on his characters and everything. So he explained to me who he is. And so when he was ranting and everything, I'm not surprised even from what he has done now, because somebody that has worked with him has already explained to me the kind of character he displays. Even the APC he has run to, believe you me, he will not be welcomed very well. Why? Because the kind of comments he has made against the president and against APC is still there in their mind. Mm. So they're waiting for him. All what he's doing is what normally Nigerian politicians are doing. We know. We will see more and more cross-capiting. We're going to see it as 2023 is quite approaching. Mm. So we are not perturbed. It is not today all these kind of things started in Nigeria.
But
what I know is that one day, God, in his own infinite mercy, will know what he will do to Nigerians and the people that are suffering here. Mm. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Maxwell, for calling. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, Rosheri, good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
What happened to you? Why did you come late today now?
Don't be offended. Don't be offended.
If you need to rest, go and rest. Oh, I was waiting. I woke up and waiting. I don't hear you.
I'm so sorry.
Like you sleep cutting and I woke up back again and you hear where you were at.
I'm so
you were
sorry.
On the phone. Anyway, concerning Fanny Coyote, to be honest, I'm not surprised though, because I saw all his antics.
Hmm.
All those going to the governor of Kogi State, going to this place to visit this, all these APC governors he was going to, and attending at the end of the day, attending the president's son's wedding.
Hmm.
I was not surprised. Particularly again, we all knew what he said during Jonathan. It was the same thing he did now during Jonathan.
Hmm.
When he was busy Jonathan, left, right, and center, until towards a campaign, he was given director media campaign of Jonathan. That was the same thing, right? And in addition to the fact that what my childhood friend, late Sam Nda Isaiah, told me about him.
Yeah.
And like Uncle Jimmy said, he has never worked. And up till now, he doesn't have any means of livelihood.
Hmm.
All he does around is find barra. He send barra to all his big friends. Give me money for this. Give me money for this. He doesn't have a job. So I'm not surprised.
Okay.
He needs. I'm not surprised at. In fact, I was surprised. I think if he's saying that he's taken aback. No. I'm not surprised.
Let's go to break. Thank you. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. I really do. We'll be right back. Stay with me. It's Morning Crossfire. I'm Sheriff Quatri. And I am asking, why is Fanny Kayode's defection so disappointing to you? Why are you hurting over his defection? Why do you feel entitled? Why do you think he should have talked to you first before defecting? Is that what you feel? That's my question this morning. 8:35 time. So the funny thing is, people have been saying, I'm not faint. It's not my business. But he has said this. He has said that. It looks everybody is in pain. It looks like, you know, a lot of people are in pain, really. Well, let's see. Let me hear from you, though. We'll play just a minute in a moment. Nigeria Info. Hello, good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, good morning to you.
Okay, good morning. This is Rose calling from
Lagos. Welcome, Rose. Let's hear you.
Okay. You would have even asked me the question if you are disappointed. What about the statements you heard from him personally? Are you disappointed with the words? After saying so much words, and at the end of the day, you went back to the same party.
Okay.
It's very, very pitiful, really.
It's pitiful.
It's very, very pitiful and embarrassing to say. I'm very disappointed with him. He didn't do well at all.
Rose is disappointed. Rose, thank you. Thank you for calling me. Anytime he's here, though. Anytime. Hi, morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
You see, I'm not surprised at all. You see, one problem with Nigerians is that we forget too soon. That's number one. Number two is that we do not read. You see, Femi Fanikayode is a true son of his father. If you read Awolowo's books, you would understand what his father and Akintola did to Awolowo. So what Femi is doing is just like a genetic thing. Now, even apart from this, if you go back history, and then watch Femi Fanikayode's words over the years, you would see that Femi is just like a leaf on top of water.
A leaf.
You can't trust him. You know, he says one thing today and does the opposite tomorrow. So I don't know why people are pained, though. To me, Femi means nothing. He doesn't represent the masses. He doesn't speak for them. He speaks only for himself, just like every other politician. So he's not worth it, you know, breaking a sweat over. He's not worth it, you know, having negative emotions because of his defection. He's not worth it at all to me. Femi is a personal non grata. Thank you.
Thank you. Anytime for calling me, Nigeria Info. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Pastor Ladipo.
Welcome.
Calling from Orilegum.
Welcome, welcome.
Sheriff, before I'll say I'm disappointed or not,
okay,
I want to quickly say something.
We don't have that time. Can we just go straight to it?
In 30 seconds. When you put yourself forth in the position of honor and you allow people to rally around you and take your word, before you take any decision, you must also think about them and not about yourself alone. Look at Nelson Mandela, for crying out loud. They offered him everything that he would have taken in spite of the freedom of his people, but he stood his ground. Lastly, as a roundup, see, Fanikayode has just shown that as a man, if you don't have value, you can stand for anything for the sake of your stomach. I'm highly disappointed in him.
Thank you for calling me. Innocent is joining us from Satellite. Innocent, morning to you. Innocent. Oh, Innocent is not there anymore. But Innocent, do try and call me back if you can. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello?
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Yes, please.
My name is Bola. I'm in transit. I'm around Ikeja.
Welcome. Welcome, Bola.
Yes. My conclusion is, when some situation happen in Nigeria...
Ikeja, it's quite noisy today.
Nigerians have learned, you know. Then another thing will happen. You will now realize that it's like people did not learn any lesson. Because I'm surprised that people are surprised at the kind of this movement. Politicians have learned. It is Nigerians that are divided. And when you see them fighting, they are not fighting for you. They are fighting for their portion. And if for any reason they say, yeah, come, let's we'll give you this, we'll give you that. If it's disgruntled, you will go back and manipulate the masses against the form. You will think it's all for you. It's not for you, please. They are one. They use your tribe and other things to please.
Yeah.
Forget the principles. Please. Thank you.
Thank you, Bola, for calling me in a noisy Ikeja area. Hello, good morning to you.
Morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Yeah, they go okay from Lekki.
Talk to me.
I would like to say, please.
Why they paying you? Why?
You know, to pay me, waiting pay me.
Well, they pay you small.
I say, waiting pay me for people, we say people will go trust this man too much. Politicians are never to be trusted. They can't be trusted because they are all the same.
But why is this case different? Like, I mean, the kind of conversation you know now, you've seen, you've read. Why does it look like one president or one former president has just defected?
Let me give you just a typical example. It's just like leading a woman on, and then at the end you just said no. You, as in she has agreed, and then you now say you are not interested again. I don't need to paint too much picture deeper into that. And
people are feeling heartbroken.
Yes, he has really broken people's hearts because people felt that he was on their side. For a person like me who know politicians, I don't expect anything from him. I expect the same thing from him. You get nothing different. They are all the same. Birds of the same feather. They flock together. It's as simple as that. Nigerians should not expect anything. The problem now is that Nigerians will not trust again.
Mm.
Even people who claim to be freedom fighters, they will not trust them.
You
again.
Think so?
Yes, of course.
You honestly think so?
I think so, except for loyalists. Sheriff, I want to say one thing. Please, the person picking calls should not be picking. There's a network issue from there before transferring.
That's what I've been telling people. Like, we're having some network issues.
Yes, it got to the time that I was thinking, this woman not like me.
No,
hear my name. Go cut.
Oh, no.
I now understand that as somebody who is into all this stuff, that when you transfer, that moment of transfer,
yes, there's a network issue. It cuts off.
I think, yes,
Mr. Frank doesn't want to believe me. I've been trying to explain to you.
<That's the problem. laughs>
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much for clearing that out. I mean, I tried to explain it earlier. Let me go to WhatsApp, please. Let's not leave WhatsApp people. Our WhatsApp community and our Facebook too. I have plenty here. Someone even said to me, I can't play voice notes now. Don't send me voice notes. I know. Everybody's passionate about this. This person is saying that he's listening from Europe and he says our reception is quite poor online. That it fluctuates every 5 seconds. Incidentally, we have somebody from the UK as well who sent in his message. Let me see. Even my own tab serve is hanging. It's hanging here. Let me see. Oh, don't worry. Our IT unit, they've heard that and they will look into it. He said it fluctuates every 5 seconds, right? Thank you. Ismail is in Ajay. Ismail says, "Family finally, Kayode defected to APC with a plan in mind. I think you sent this multiple times. I've taken it earlier and I have tons of others that I've not even looked at all." Frank is in... Frank is in Indonesia. Frank says, "I should leave him alone. It's weekend already." What did I do to you now? Eh? What did I do to you, Frank? And he said people should not just come to him with the Femi Fanikawade's issue. Okay, Frank, thank you for your thought. And we're going to take another one. Let me take another one. After this one, I'll go to WhatsApp. I'll go to WhatsApp. This person says Fanikawade shows lack of decency and lack of dignity. That's Miriam. Miriam who sent that in. Miriam, thank you for your thought. Miriam is in Switzerland and she sent this in. Let's take another one. Nigeria Info, good morning. We lost that call. 8:44 is time. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning. This is Fola on the line.
Welcome, Fola. Welcome.
Yeah. I don't know why we Nigerians are bothering ourselves. According to Yoruba, Komuejewa Runi. It's a script that these people are playing. By now, we Nigerians, we should know that and we should not fall for it again. They're all playing script. Even Winke, that is making match right back in River State, he too will deflect to APC. They know what they are doing and they know where they are going.
Okay.
Is a plan already laid down? They just want to hear us talk and that is why we are talking. It's even paining me the way I'm even using this, my own small widow's mind credit.
Sorry.
To make this comment. I'm telling you the truth.
But I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
God bless you. Mm. Please.
I appreciate it.
It's a script. Mm. She just enjoyed their script and that is all.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your thought. I really sincerely appreciate your call, honestly. And that goes out to everybody as well. Hello, good morning to you.
Hello, Mr. Shaif. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thanks for your good job. This is Ms. Zegbailo.
Welcome. Welcome, madam.
I just want to say a little thing about Mr. Fanikayode.
Okay.
You know, Nigeria is a pot of soup.
Hmm.
And those in charge are the ones that had the pot of soup with assorted meat.
You know.
So Fanikawade has been with Baodi's wife for the past 3 years without soup.
Mm. Mm.
So he has gone back now to eat soup. The only thing that worries me is that now in Nigeria now nobody stands as a role model no matter the situation. Mm. If I were him, I would not go back because it's like a dog, like the Bible said, it's like a dog that vomited and go back to lick it.
Mm.
And he should go and pray for forgiveness of sin, because he said if he will go back, he'd rather die than going back to APC. So he should begin to go and be begging for forgiveness of sin, because there is power in tongue. Thank you.
Thank you, too, for calling me. I'm going to see Akuns. Akuns, hi. Morning to you.
Sir, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, Akuns.
Sir, you are a wonderful man.
Oh, thank you.
I'm telling you.
Thank you.
There's nothing happening in this world, Muslim Nigeria. You know everything about it. In the next 20 years, we give account of it. See this, Fanny Kayode. The truth there is this. An angry man is an angry man. Let me tell you. All the atrocity, all this politician committed, is on record. They know them. They saw them in the computer here and there. They wish they are going to answer their question, their matter in future. They are running for the judgment.
Mm.
If you can't beat them, you join them. And if you fail to join them, yeah, Imam, that the time is waiting for you to go and reap what you reap, what you have.
What you saw, yeah.
Yeah, what that's what I saw them.
Okay.
Because a person like Fanny Kayode, who make all these statements, which I know, and he can speak, he can talk, and people believe him, can confuse people now, and going back to APC. There's something, where something is dancing along the road, there's something that's beating the drum.
There's a drummer somewhere.
That's what I'm telling you.
Okay.
When you're talking about good luck, Jonathan, he's going there to fulfill his promises, because he's a man of the whole world now. But I think there's something skeleton in the cupboard. But APC wanted to come and write his name in their book so that we'll be free whenever that is come out, even though in the next 20 years. I'm telling you this. All of them know what they're doing.
Okay.
So I don't blame them all.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you, Akums. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for your message. You know, Jimmy Su will be here at 9 o'clock and this conversation will continue again. But for me, I'm done. I'm not even going to talk about this. No, I'm done. I'm really done. We'll continue the rest where we used to continue. I can't say it. Let's see if we can give somebody 10,000 naira today. How about that? Eh? Let's see if someone can win 10K. Hello, good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Would you like to play Adeshewa for 10,000 naira, Adeshewa?
Yes, Adeshewa from Ikoroji.
Let's play then. Let's play, all right? Let's play.
Okay.
This is Just a Minute.
Who is the governor of Lagos State, Adeshewa? Okay. Who are the men and... what are the two main colors on Nigeria Info logo?
Is green and yellow.
Correct.
Or lemon and yellow.
Give me the answer to this mathematics. 1 plus 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 0.
Yo, that's 7. Or 6, 6.
Are you sure?
7.
Correct. Name where you can download Nigeria Info programs in audio format. Chairman of EFCC is who?
That's not yesterday.
Yes. Okay. What is the name of this game you are playing?
Yeah, just a minute.
Correct. Nigeria Info is how many years old this year?
10 years.
Correct. Who is the Senate president? What is the full meaning of Johesu? Okay. Adeshewa, time is up. You got 5 questions correctly. All right, 5 questions. The game will be played again on other shows at the end of the day. If you're the one with the highest number of correct answers, then you win 10,000 naira. Is that okay?
Thank you.
Stay on the line. That's awesome. Stay on the line. We'll get your details, all right? We'll pick up the call now and get your details. Lagos, I'm done. I'm really done. But whatever we do, right, let's begin. What you're seeing today has a foundation. What is going on in Nigeria today started from somewhere. What is going on with individuals, with our structure, with our system, with our institutions, started from one person. Whether you want to believe it or not, it could be a man, it could be a woman, it could be both man and woman. It shall have started from somewhere. Now, we are seeing the impact. We are feeling the impact. Let's begin to correct that foundation. If you know, you know. I'm Sheriff Quadri. on all social media platforms. Good morning to you.
In the center of excellence. Over 40 radio stations. Strong 9 million radio audience. Nigeria Info 99.3 is officially the number one talk station in Lagos. Over 2 million radio listeners. 1.3 million online community. Star cast of broadcasters. Talk, news, and sports. We are having the biggest conversation right now. Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Keeping up the pace in an ever-changing world.
Packet tomato that was being sold 40 naira, they have been increasing effectively. 100 naira, 120 naira.
Topical issues and conversations affecting you.
The society has created that need where people do not have options to choose when it comes to jobs, so they go into what's available.
So the onus lies on those who select them must look out for those who have passion for this job.
Okay.
Through interview.
Your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
This is an infomercial.
This is a public service announcement. Ongoing recruitment for an independent brand manager at an international company with the most history worldwide. Do you have a car and a valid driver's license? Are you enterprising with a positive attitude, ready to take advantage of an amazing business opportunity? If so, please call 081-57-05-05-05 or 09-05-63-74-258 to book for an interview.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.